This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Fertilizer to grain cost ratios are hitting historic levels and leading to calls for the White House to help protect farmers with flexibility on fertilizer tariffs. We will hear more from United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Fertilizer to grain cost ratios are hitting historic levels and leading to calls for the White House to help protect farmers with flexibility on fertilizer tariffs. Senator Chuck Grassley says fertilizer costs are burdening Iowa's farmers.
Today's cost ratio of phosphate to corn prices is the worst ratio in history. Other types of fertilizer are also struggling, including urea, which has the third worst ratio in history.
Grassley acknowledges that international conflicts such as the war in Ukraine and fighting in the Middle East are limiting supplies, but says that is not the only factor.
China has significantly reduced its phosphate exports. Here at home, there are still questions about how consolidation in the industry over the last 15 years will impact fertilizer prices.
Grassley says that the Trump administration needs to pull back on tariffs on imported fertilizers,
which resulted in an exemption for potash from the tariffs of Canada. I also joined some of my colleagues in a letter to Secretary Burgum asking that potash and phosphate be added to the list of critical minerals.
Senator Grassley made his comments on Tuesday during his weekly ag conference call with farm broadcasters and reporters. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.